Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the G3 Podcast. It's episode 11. It's me, your boy Nermian. Today, we've got the usual guests, the three boys. The other two boys, sorry. Say hello, guys. I've got Angry Pacifist. Say hello, Angry Pacifist.
Hello.
And I've also got Vinyl Shy Soul. Say hello. It's the guys, it's the boys, it's the band. We have so much to talk about. My head. I'm gonna load down the thing. I'm just gonna fade out. There we go.
Yo, DJ, turn it down.
Yo, DJ, turn it up. It's like, oh, I know. Jesus Christ.
Sandstorm.
Okay, so let me just start off quickly by saying a few things. I know that the last time on the G4 podcast we said we're going to try to do this more often. Then we changed what we wanted to do. So we discussed that we wanted to change it to being every other week instead of every week. That's the first change that we wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that we did, because people have work. People have university, people have a lot of kind of stuff to do, so it becomes quite an issue, not an issue, but it becomes a bit of a, almost difficult to schedule all of this along the week. Mm. So having it being every other week allows for it to be scheduled a lot easier. So yeah, the G3 podcast is planning to be every other week. So it's podcast, miss, so on and so forth. That is the first change from the podcast. And the next change, I would say, is the segments. But one of the things that we had is, like, we have the film segment, then we have the gaming segment, then we have the news segment, and then we have just random bullshit talking segment. Like, it's just like it became a long thing, right? So the idea is that it's still segmented, in a way, and you'll see it in this episode because I've got a book, my book. You can hear that. I've got my book.
Just flick through the pages.
But it's like
you hear that, the soothing sound, book page,
the page turning. But I got a book with kind of like ideas. I was writing while I was sitting down with my COVID-19-ness. We'll get into that later. And I was just sitting and writing, what kind of stuff can I change the podcast and G3 in general? So the first thing about the podcast is that I'm gonna try to have it be less segmented, meaning that, like, you won't hear me going, let's go into the gaming segment. It will just, if it goes to it, it goes to it. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's just, well, we need to have this be less formulaic, if that makes sense. Just have it be more natural. Let it flow better. And that's the change.
Good, yeah, good.
How quiet, man. how are you guys been? Quiet.
It's Chris.
Okay, calm good. Down, Freezo.
I need to make it so I can hear myself in my own headphones. Jesus Christ. Okay,
you can hear myself in your own headphones through my audio.
No, not like that. I mean, like, shut the fuck up, Chris. It's so I can hear myself in my microphone. We've been doing streams. Streams, that's the word. I was gonna say podcast, but, like, we're doing the podcast now. What the fuck? We've been doing streams.
I've been watching.
Alex hasn't been a part of the streams, no, because Alex, your internet sucks. So
yep, it does. But I've been watching, and Jesus Christ, you've been murdering.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you don't know, we be on the Nermian channel, my Twitch channel. On Wednesdays, we do WWE 2K20 streams. It wasn't planned to be WWE 2K20. It just became the game that was easily able to like, it was the easiest one for everyone to get into, right? It wasn't the first game, but then that's the game that we're currently playing. So every week we do that, and every week is kind of like a week of wrestling TV quotation marks. So it's we got the intro, and then the intro happens, and then we come into like, oh my god, welcome to G3W, oh my god, and then it does the whole thing,
aka Bam screaming,
yeah, welcome to G3W, oh my god, it's in my, oh my god, we do,
and the real announcers will just look at you. And they're just like watching you, like, who the hell's this kid?
Everyone has their own character, other than me, who plays every other character. That's kind of how it works. So it's like, I have my character, who's Lance Adams, right? Ali has his character, who's Ali the One. Chris has Arnold the Axe, who is just a big racist.
My characters are retired.
Yeah, Alex's character's in the intro scene, but he's never wrestled. He's
in the intro. He's retired.
He's like, no fun. Wrestled on the show.
No, he comes in, he's like, am I in the right crowd? Oh wait, this is not the Comic-Con.
These are right people. What's going on here? It's all booked out by the general manager, who is me. I book out bent depending on what these guys have done the week beforehand. So like the last stream, I think there was a tag match between Arnold the Axe, which is Chris's character, and Ali the One, Ali's character, right? And by accident, Chris just kept hitting Ali in the back of the head. So he just kept hitting Ali in the back of the head, and Ali's like, "What's going on here?" So then I wrote down in my little book, Arnold the Axe hit Ali the One in the back of the head. Ali does not like that. So because of that,
is deadly.
So because of that, the next time they're together in the ring, they're against each other, right? It was meant to be last week. It was meant to be Ali the One with Lance Adams and against Wolfman Nick versus Arnold the Axe, but the stream kept breaking and the game kept crashing, so I just skipped that. But that was always meant to happen. That's kind of an example of how that goes down. So like the week coming, it's been booked depending based on what happened last time in the rankings and stuff like that. It's a pretty cool thing that you can watch every Wednesday on my twitch.tv channel, Nermion 12, or is it just Nermion? I think it's Nermion 12. Is it Nermion 12? Right, yeah, it's Nermion 12. Did you guys hear about the Twitter Blue paid subscription service that they announced?
Say again?
The Twitter Blue
paid
subscription service that they announced. So yeah, Twitter, weeks ago,
that sounds awful,
announced a paid subscription service for Twitter. And let me tell you the features that will happen, that you'll get if you get Twitter Blue, right? You have the feature to undo a tweet. That's the first one. So, when you send a tweet, you get 30 seconds to revise what you say before it goes live. So, look. So, this example, you're on Twitter, you're sitting on Twitter, like, I'm going to tweet out this racist comment. I hate blah, 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 right? If you don't have Twitter Blue,
it just
gets sent out. You don't have Twitter Blue, it just gets sent out. Wow, you're getting cancelled, right? Congratulations, you're cancelled. The idea is that, like, let's say, oh, if you did have Twitter Blue paid, you tweet that racist tweet. Then Twitter gives you 30 seconds to go, hey, read what you said. Are you going to get cancelled? Are you? I'm going to give you 30 seconds to read this, little kid. Oh, the 30 seconds is done? Okay, it's live. But if you choose in that 30 seconds to go, oh, I shouldn't tweet that, and then you untweet it, right? With the Twitter Blue paid subscription, you don't get cancelled. That's the first thing that they're talking about. Sorry.
I have to pay Twitter to have that feature? You know, when it's basically just to save my life.
Why?
This is
we're going to get to some other features as well, which is kind of like, why the fuck do I have to pay for this? Anyways, the next one is okay. So, the next thing is it's only on Apple phones.
Oh, that's rubbish.
It's only available right now in Canada and Australia. And it still includes ads. Why am I paying for this if it's still going to include ads? If you I'm paying for...
Does it even have ads normally?
Yes, it does. It has ads
in between. Wait, did you just say it's in Canada?
Canada, yes. But like, it's so stupid. Let's look at some other features. There is a feature to bookmark Twitter folders. I've never used a fucking Twitter folder in my life.
What is a folder? I never heard of this.
A Twitter, you can bookmark folders. It says here, bookmark folders. Want an easy way to better organize your saved content? Bookmark folders lets you organize your tweets you saved by letting you manage content. So you need so when you need it, you can find it easily and efficiently. I've never used Twitter bookmarks or folders. I've never used that because all I do on Twitter is fucking tweet and read tweets. That's it.
Sorry, you lost me.
Guess how much this is gonna cost?
£5 billion.
Yeah, it's
about
a second.
It's free, but currently in Canada and Canadian dollars, it's $3.49.
I was close.
See, bad.
$3.49 CAD to G. BP. That's £2 and 5p.
Yeah, no, we compare that to like Netflix.
Yeah,
like,
but
Netflix is like £15 now.
But you have to compare the what you get from it. Twitter, you get the ability to undo a tweet. Netflix, you get an array of movies and shows that you can watch whenever you want. I would like, and then you have to think about that. The price difference for those two things is not even that high. It's like £2 compared to £15, right? One of them is you get to undo a tweet. The other one, you get to watch whatever the fuck you want, whenever you want. It's not so the idea of Twitter Blue and this Twitter paid subscription service is so stupid to me. It makes absolutely no sense. And I feel like I feel like Twitter just doesn't know what, like, doesn't know how like to make more money in this moment. Like,
I think the people who run Twitter are very quickly becoming boomers now. They've just reached that age where they don't understand the internet anymore.
Everyone has become a boomer. There has been an announcement of a WitcherCon. So you know how there's like a Comic-Con? So a convention for comic books. There is now a convention for Witcher. So you know the Witcher franchise, as in like the Polish.
Witch.
No, Witcher. So you know, like you know the thing that TV show Henry Cavill, that's on Netflix.
Just making sure.
And the video games by CD Projekt Red. Let's look at their website. It's on July 9th. That's pretty soon. It's going to be, I think it's a 2-day streamed online event. It's a 2-day streamed online event, I think. we might watch that. I don't know. We'll see. In 4 days from that. No, 5 days from now on. So here's what they say about WitcherCon. WitcherCon is a global virtual celebration of The Witcher. The digital convention will be streamed on both Netflix and CD Projekt Red's YouTube and Twitch channels and will be available for co-streaming, so we can co-stream it. Hooray! Watch the worlds of CD Projekt Red's The Witcher video games and The Witcher Netflix series come together for an event full of surprises and exclusive first looks. Get ready for deep dives into the making of The Witcher games, live action series, anime, Alex!
Why do you have to single me out? What the hell, man?
Because you like anime, bro. You're the anime dude. So I'm singling you out. Whenever I see anime, I'm going to say anime, Alex. Including exclusive behind... anime and merchandise, including exclusive behind-the-scenes footage. Interactable panels spotlighting the people who brought you The Witcher to life in-game and on-screen, featuring breaking news from the Netflix series and never-before-seen reveal from across The Witcher franchise. And no, they will not be announcing the next Witcher game. So yeah, that's WitcherCon. What do you think about that? Does that sound interesting to you? It sounds interesting to me.
I find it interesting that they're doing an online convention.
Well, they wouldn't be able to do an actual convention.
Of course. But I mean, instead of, you know, you're planning everything for a really good one next year, starting now, to get everything perfect for next year, for example, they're doing it online instead. I think that's really interesting. Because maybe, you know, conventions could work online in the future, post-COVID, you know. So people don't have to, you know, people who are unable to travel to the convention can still go.
Because we've all been to Comic-Con, right?
And
we all know the arduous thing about, like, standing in a line. And that line around the fucking building, and you just have to wait until you get. And then you get inside, and you're like, "Oh, I want to go see this one thing." And
suddenly, just before you go in, you see a YouTuber just standing there.
or like you're like, "Now I want to go in. Oh, I want to see this one." Because you never go to fucking Comic-Con by yourself. Who does that, right? You go with your friends. So it's always that moment where, like, you're in the line with your friends, like, this is going to be so fun. And you get inside, and all of you lot do exactly the opposite of what the other person wants to do. Everyone does something fucking different. Mm. To the moment where, like, you all just split up. Say, like, why did we come together? What's the point? Alex will be at the fucking anime section. I'll be playing fucking video games, and Chris will be around there looking for Doctor Who fans. You may have realised, what was that really weird, awkward cut? It's because Alex was glitching out, so we cut him off. So I want to get into real quickly something that has happened to me in the last week. So if you did not know, I personally have been dealing with COVID-19. I don't know how. Actually, I think I do know how.
Isn't that man again?
No, it's not. It's not so tough. It's not so tough. He's actually disappeared. He's revenge. Like, you, I've heard what you've been saying to me on the podcast. Yeah, I'm gonna give you COVID-19.
Comes out pretty well. He's like, yeah, it's COVID.
This is what you're gonna get. Yeah, it's just vomit on me. Yeah.
No, he turns into venom.
We are venom. Well, I miss Saul. Anyways, it's not so tough. And I have not seen Sutton in a long time, which is why there's not been a story about him in episodes and episodes. But what if... Okay, so I went to my university to get myself a new ID pass because I lost my ID pass. So I had to get myself a new one. So I went to my university on the 23rd. I also, upon coming home, went to which store? Guess which store? I want you guys to guess. Let's have a guess. Chris, guess which store I went to on the way home? It was a food store. I went to get some food. Chris, which store did you think I went to go to?
Mm-hmm.
Alex, it's Chris's turn. Wait a second.
Did you go to, I want to say KFC.
Okay, Chris is saying KFC. Alex, no. Okay, Chris is saying KFC. Alex, where do you think I went to?
KFC, because that's the only place you go to.
Yeah, no, you're both right. I went to KFC. So I went to KFC and I went to buy myself some food from KFC, and I'm sitting there like, this KFC that I went to was fucking full. Right, it was full to the max, and I don't mean like, there's a few people there. No, there was every fucking seat has someone sitting in it, right? There was a fucking line going outside the fucking front door, right? So I'm sitting there going, okay, cool. I'm just going to go in there. I'm not going to talk to the guy at the front. I'm going to use, you know, the little like self-service things, right? I'm going to use the self-service thing, pay it with my card. My number will come up. The guy will say my number. I'll go in, grab it, get out. First of all, the paying thing didn't even give me a fucking ticket. So I buy the thing and it's like, here's your number, 28506. We're going to print out your ticket. And you hear the thing go...
Nothing. There's no paper in it.
Yeah, no. They haven't put paper in it. They've been over on all fucking day. They haven't put paper in it. That's the first thing. So I'm like, okay. This has happened to me before. I'm just going to go up and tell the guy at the counter, hey, my ticket didn't print. Because they
put
a ticket at the counter as well. So, this is where the first task came. This is where the first mission, right? If this was a video game, have a mission pop up. It'll be, try and get past the fucking crowd, right? So I have to try and get past the crowd. So that's me, like, sneaking past, like I'm in a fucking Indiana Jones tomb. I'm sneaking to one side, I'm sneaking to the other side, and I'm trudging my way past, and I get the front desk. I put my hand on the desk and I go, "Excuse me, sir. I'm back at the thing over there. My thing." The guy goes, "Yeah, no, I know." And it goes to like look as if he's like fucking lost the ticket. It's like he's scratching his head. He's like, "Then or whatever." And then he grabs this paper and goes, "Here you go." And I'm like, "Okay, that's the number I wanted. Cool." So I go to the side, right, where you wait to get your order. So I'm sitting there going, "Okay, let's look at the numbers on the board, right? It's like fucking Family Feud. Let's look at the board." I'm looking at the board and I'm like, okay, my number's there, and there's two other numbers that I don't know. My number's the last number, so I'm in third position, right? That's the guess it would be. They get theirs first, and then I get mine, right? Cool. Another number pops up. Okay, cool. These numbers are all behind. I don't fucking care. Another number pops up. Okay, cool. Another number pops, and then you just see like behind me is like 15 people. Also waiting for their food, and I'm there like, okay, I don't know what's going on here, right? So I'm like, I'm waiting for my order. And guess what they did, guys? I want you guys to guess what they did next.
Okay, so I know you. You either say they push against you trying to get the order, or they forgot your order.
Okay, Chris, what do you think happened?
That's right.
I'm probably jumping ahead a bit, but I think they gave your order to someone else.
You're both wrong! I'm sitting there, right? So I've been here, let's say, about 10 minutes now. So I'm sitting there going, why the fuck have I got my order right? And guess what? The little monitor has all the numbers on it, right? There's like about 12 numbers there. I've like crouched under the floor because at this moment is where the moment is where I'm starting to feel a bit sweaty and a bit deep, and I'm starting to be like, whoa, Jesus Christ. This is where I think I contacted it, just by being so close to all these fucking people, right? This is where I think I contacted it. So I'm sitting there going, whoa, I need to like sit down or something. So I'm crouching down. And as I crouch down, I'm just crouching down. And then I just look up and I see every single order on that fucking monitor just delete itself. And I'm there like, what the fuck? I have not got my food, right? I've been here for 10 minutes. I feel like I've contacted COVID-19 and you've just deleted my order from the fucking thing, right? So I'm like, no, they can't have deleted it. They must have just like hidden it because there's too many orders or something. I was wrong. So I'm sitting there like, okay, they deleted the orders. Cool. I'm just going to wait for them to say my number because they obviously just didn't delete it. They just hid it because they didn't want to see all the numbers up there. 10 minutes pass. Like, 3 people get their orders. Not me. Another 10 minutes pass. More people get their orders. Not me. Another 10 minutes pass. I've been there for like half an hour now. And I'm sitting there like, I haven't got my order. Everyone passes. Right? Everyone gets their order. The building's now empty. Right? Just like 4 people in the back. One person complaining about a broken toilet. Right? I'm sitting there. And I go up to the guy and goes, "Yeah, I've got my order." And the guy goes, "Oh, can I see your ticket, please?" And then the ticket that I got from the guy at the counter. And the guy goes, "Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll get you your order." They fucking deleted it, bro. They legitimately deleted it. They were going to, if I didn't say anything, they were going to sit there, steal my money, and just go, "Yeah, no, you got to order again, man. You got to order again. You got to go to the machine. We put paper in it now. Fuck KFC.
Wow.
Actually, fuck KFC. Not only did I'm sure it's their store that gave me COVID-19. Now, not only that, but they made me wait for 45 minutes for a fucking mega box for myself. That's all I wanted, right? And I'm sitting there for 45 minutes. I don't understand how your service is so bad. Jesus Christ. I waited outside to get inside. I made sure that I followed the COVID rules by having a non-contact service, right? I did the system where I don't have to touch anyone, don't have to touch anything, because I didn't want to get COVID, and I fucking got it! Jesus Christ. Imagine that. Imagine that. You're following the rules, right? Right? Because they set up this whole system. So it's like, oh, you can go inside. You can touch it with your card, right? If you have contactless, right? So everything is contactless. You don't have to touch anything other than the meal that you get because you want to eat, right? That's the only thing you're going to touch in this whole fucking store. Okay, let's use that system. You use that system and you still fucking contact COVID-19. What the fuck is this? I don't understand.
All I'm going to say is, when you take the vaccine, your first one, it's hilarious. I went to a little hospital, like a station, a train station. There was a line, like a whole line just for a vaccine. They gave me a phone number, right? Then I was, oh, Alex, you're now able to take your vaccine. Please come at this exact time. We got there. There's a big-ass line.
What?
We got in. The woman said this. No, the woman came in. And she's like, Alex, can you come here? I'll give you the vaccine now. I sit there. She's like this. Oh, so this is your first one. She's just flicking the needle. She's like, don't worry, this will not hurt. I'm like this. I took so many needles in this arm. I will not be scared of this needle. They put the needle in my arm. I sit there waiting for 15 minutes to see if there are any side effects. My mother behind me is like, do you feel anything? I'm just like, what am I probably feeling?
Emotion? What?
And then like this. There should be like headaches. Your throat might feel like a bit dry, or your arm feel like a bit sore. I got nothing.
It's so people who organize you to go to somewhere, right, to get something, right, and they're like, oh, we're gonna book you in for this time. Why the fuck are you booking me in to wait in a fucking line? I don't understand that system.
I know
you booked me in a slot that is empty. Why am I waiting some more when I arrive? I don't understand that.
If you was there, you were sitting there for 15 minutes. You're just having... I have my arm on my other arm where the needle is. I'm just like, I don't feel anything. Is that good or bad? They say, your arm supposed to feel numb. I'm just there wigging my fingers. I'm like, I don't feel numb.
I honestly...
I was like waiting for the numbness.
I would have preferred that to sit in a cage for 45 minutes and then getting COVID-19. I would have preferred getting a vaccine. Yeah, that would have been great compared to getting that fucking
she
virus.
She gave me the most evil look when she injected the vaccine into me. I was like, why is she looking at me like this?
This isn't the vaccine.
She has the Grinch face. She has the Grinch face.
She's sitting there and she's like, this isn't the vaccine. It's the virus. And she just injects it into you. Here we go.
Injects the virus into me. I'm just like, what? So 50 minutes later, are you dead yet? I'm like, I don't feel a thing. He's like, damn it, he's immune. He's immune to the shit.
Alex is the cure. He's immune to COVID. He's the cure. He's the cure, bro.
No. Alex, you need to stay here. We need to put you in a place where we can take your blood.
Make you gotta dissect him.
Fuck that. I want to play games.
Inject a lethal dose of poison function.
they found out what the cure is. They're like, it's anime, of course.
Oh my god. Okay. We need to talk about Alex's birthday.
Sorry from Chris.
We talk about Alex's birthday. Chris, you were not there. Right? Alex's birthday was actually kinda crazy. Right? So
wait, it's always crazy.
So Chris, you unfortunately weren't able to come to the Alex's birthday, right, because you had to do work the day after, right? So you were like, oh, the traveling, yeah, and then doing work, it was too much.
We put a gun up to that.
So we went to Alex's birthday, right? When I got drunk, because that's the only way I was going to deal with Alex beating me at the fucking video games. So we go to Alex's birthday, and as soon as we come in, right, Alex and his brother are watching this fucking Korean show. And we're confused. So it's Ali, me, Lewis, and Henry, right? We arrive. They do like a temperature check when we arrive, but I come in like I've got like a COVID test done. Oh, okay, cool. You can come inside. And it's me. No, going,
I okay. saw. I was like, is that a gun? Who brings a gun here?
And it's like I come inside and then I just see in the living room. Right. So it's like in like the living room area, right? And then it's their console connected to the living room TV, but then. I was like, oh, maybe they're practicing. I don't know what's going on here. No. It's Alex and he's probably just watching a fucking Korean show. And it's weird. It's like a mixture of Attack the Block, fucking Harry Potter, and it's Korean. It's weird. So we come in, right?
No, and we're like, Chris. What should we watch? Everyone was fighting.
We're not there yet, Alex. We're not there yet, Alex. But let's get to this Attack the Block thing first. But it's like, so it's like, it's like Attack the Block. So it was like, oh my god, this is like some Korean Attack the Block. Cool. I'm all watching.
What is Attack the Block? Isn't it like about some Mangians in a council estate or something?
I don't want to spoil it. I thought it was good. I say watch Attack the Block. I don't want to spoil it. But we're sitting there like, and we're like, cool. This is really good. And then randomly out of nowhere, there's just magical energy coming out of this guy on the ground. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
It's regenerating.
So it's basically, yeah. So you just I'm like, what's going on here?
I saw that. I was like, this is not normal.
Yeah, this was like, what's going on here? And then it cuts to a scene where they're all outside, right? One of them's bloodied. And I'm sitting there going, wait, how the fuck did we get here? What's going on? I'm so confused. And then they end up being in a store.
I was confused.
They're sitting in a store, right? Like a chippy, just talking. And I'm sitting there going, what is going on? Do I gotta be like Korean to understand this? I'm so confused. It's we had subtitles as well, and I still was confused. So it's just this is like I don't know what's going on here. Can we please just play a video game? And then Alex turned on the Xbox, and I was like, yeah, cool, we'll play a video game. It was so confusing. It was so confusing.
Even Bam can tell I was confused myself. I was like, yeah, let's play those games.
Yeah, Alex was like, I'm just gonna turn the Xbox. I was like, I'm just turning the Xbox on. I don't know what's going on here. It's confusing.
Henry smiled. Henry came in, he smiled.
We'll talk about Henry in a later bit, because Henry was sus. Henry was a sussy bucka. But it's like, Alex on the Xbox. This is, again, Alex's birthday party, right? Mm. We go to the... Alex is like, which game do you want to play? Do you want to play One Justice? Or do you want to play Jump Force? Right, and I was like, One Justice, because it's a game that we can kind of play, and some people might beat Alex. So we're like,
thousand games there.
One Justice, Alex opens up One Justice. Right, I open up my laptop, and we get a tournament started. Right, tournament started. The one thing I will regret is I went and said to Alex's brother, "Do you want to be part of the tournament?" And he just went, "Okay." I sent my ass into the tournament. So it's
I was like, big mistake.
So we ranked it like best to worst, and we obviously put Alex at the top, right? So we obviously put Alex at the top, and it was ridiculous because it was so perfectly like written, right? If someone wrote this would have been a masterclass, because it's like it's Ali, the underdog, right? He comes from the bottom, right? Everyone's like, Ali's not gonna win it, right? Ali made it to the fucking final, bro. Bruh. How?
Still lost, by the way.
Yeah, wow. He still lost. Alex won. Obviously, Alex won. It's his fucking house, his console, his game, right?
I don't think me being there would have made much of a difference. I probably would have been out the first round.
You would have got... No, it was a... You had to lose twice to be eliminated. But it was this moment where it's like... Ali... Like there was a good. There's this moment in the final. I'm sitting there going like, Ali. This is Alex. Fuck, Alex is gonna win. I go. I've already got in my mind. Alex has won. I've gone to go get a drink. I've come back with a beer or whatever. And then I'm sitting there going, did Ali win a round? What's going on here? Excuse me. How did I miss Ali winning a round? And then and it became this really intense moment. Where Ali's like, I might win. I might win. I might win, right? Cut to 2 minutes later, Alex has won. it's just like, wow.
Did I mention I made the game longer by just teasing Ali?
Alex also did the dirtiest move in one of the rounds to his brother, where he sidestepped him and then did his final finishing move.
I sent you the recording.
Yeah, you.
I sent you the recording. As
yeah,
well.
Yeah. Alex sent me the recording of it. It will be if you're watching the video version of the G3 podcast on screen right now, will be the recording of Alex destroying his brother. Right? It's insane. It's insane to the point where I'm like, Alex, next year, what we're gonna do is, I'm going to buy for Alex's birthday a video game that he does not like. So I will literally ahead of time go, Alex, this is the game you have to practice for your fucking birthday. I will buy him this game. Go, this is yours. I have bought you this. This is yours, right? We're playing this train because we're not gonna play a game that Alex has been playing for 2 years and we've been playing for 2 minutes. It's not gonna be like that anymore.
Man, just go give me that game. He's gonna be like, all right, let's beat Alex. Also, get fling into every arena. He's gonna be like, what the fuck?
Don't get started on Jump Force. Jump Force, I'm never playing ever again in my life.
Jump Force.
So everyone went home, right? I stayed a bit because I was like, you know, I'm just gonna chill a bit. I don't want to leave right now. So as I was chilling, Alex going, let's play some Jump Force together. We play some Jump Force. Alex obliterated me every fucking round. It was a moment where, Alex left. Alex left and was like, okay, I'm going to let you face the easiest AI. I still was struggling. I was like, I don't understand this game. How do I block? I think I was just really fucking drunk. But I was like, how do I block? I don't know what I'm doing. And Alex's brother sitting opposite me going, just block, man. Like, just block. I'm like, Jason, I can't block! It's like, just block, man. Just like, I can't block. I don't know what I'm doing. I was also going to have to pause the game, open my laptop and go, how to block in Jump Force? And then I had to Google it. Because I was sitting there going, are these guys lying to me? Because the block is not working.
You're funny. The only button to do block is RB. That's the only one.
I was like, I assure you, if you're playing Dragon Ball Z Universe, this will be a wholly different thing. A whole different thing. Because I will destroy everyone in Xenoverse. And they had Xenoverse, but it was on his brother's PlayStation, so... that's the story of Alex's birthday. It was a fun day. Great time. Lewis became Uncle Lou.
Somehow, we don't know how that happened.
Because, I don't know if it was Alex's cousin or nephew or something. I don't know who that kid was. Right?
Brother.
There was a kid here, right?
Yeah, he was also my brother.
Okay, so Alex's other brother, right? Little kid.
Very small one.
Came in and he was like, hey guys. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing here? Where did he come from? So because we had no idea what to do with him, we just told him to talk to Lewis. And Lewis became the uncle who just talked to the kid. So he's just sitting there talking to this kid for the whole time. And every so often the kid will come back and the kid will come, have you seen my TikTok? And I'm like, what the fuck is he on about?
Even I was surprised. I was like, what have they been teaching him?
Because it was just really funny. Because it just Lewis is there sitting there and he's like, because he looked like he was about to go to a casino, right? He looked like an Italian going to a casino.
So he's a mafia hitman. That's what he's
so,
like.
So he's got
a
like
mafia
the,
boss. That's what he looks
he's
like.
Got like the well, not Saturn. What's the other the? He's got like a velvet shirt, right?
Like his collar was like open and stuff.
Yeah, collar was open, popped up, and like he looked like a. Like Uncle Lou, hey! In a random like sitcom TV show comes in randomly. Oh, no! So he looked like that. I mean, then it's just me and Alex in it. Going, Uncle Lou, it's Uncle Lou, it's Uncle Lou. It's just it was so funny. Oh,
man!
I'm telling you, Bam was like drunk. I was literally high on sugar rush.
Honestly, I think I drank the most out of everyone there.
Probably,
no, I drank so much Pepsi and Coke.
Because I just kept, because when everyone left and there was time for like me to do, I looked back and I was like, all these bottles are mine. And Ashbrook goes, yep. And I'm like, okay, okay, I'm fucked. I'm fucked. It was a good time. It was a good time.
But it was funny. The mother was like, will Bam be okay? I'm just like, yeah, it'd be fine.
I had to get home. Because Alex and the mother kept going, are you sure you need do you need help to get to the bus stop? I'm like, I know, I'm fine. Like, but are you sure you don't need help? I'm like, no, I'm good.
No, that was a special time. That was a great day.
No, I was like, Bam was so fucked.
I was fucked. I was honestly fucked. Thank you everyone who's listening. Do the outro. Thank you everyone for listening to the G3 podcast. We are on Apple Podcasts, we are on Google Podcasts. I also think we are on Amazon Podcasts. Let me just check that, because I think I did a little cheeky check. But we are on, if you have a podcast site, you should be on it. If you were not, please email us at thegaminggodsco@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. We've been G3. It's been the G3 podcast, and we'll catch you in the week after next week. So yeah, say bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
I hate you.